hey, this is Chris Johnson. There's a lot of baby shit happening in Chris Johnson's world right now. We're not really my world. It doesn't have anything to fucking do with my world. It's more like Chris Johnson adjacent. People I know are having fucking babies. My cousin just had a kid, and my buddies are having a kid in about like a week, I think. They have it scheduled. I don't really know how the fuck that works. I didn't get too into it. Here's what I care about when people I care about are having kids. Is the kid healthy? Is everything going to be okay? And then I take myself out of it. If you have like the fucking date scheduled, I don't really want to know why. I don't want to know what the fuck is happening. I don't want to get too deep into a conversation about the why of these things. It's already bad enough that when I know somebody's having a kid, I do the math in my head thinking, all right, when did you guys fuck? Like, what happened? Like 9 months? Okay. So like January is when you finally broke through. Great. I don't need my mind to do any more weird shit than it already fucking does in these situations. But yes, cousin just had a kid. Baby's doing fine. And I will say this about my cousin's kid. I talked a couple months ago, maybe at this point, that I skipped the gender reveal and I was scolded for it. Apparently the gender reveal was accurate. I guess it was a baby girl. Everything's going good. But her parents, my aunt and uncle, were on a cruise. They were gone. They were away. And something happened where she had to get induced early. And she texted the group. I gotta go in. I'm getting induced or whatever the fuck. And like my aunt responded like, why? What's going on? And I looked at that as a once in a lifetime opportunity. Now, I knew it could have been a serious situation, but I was judging that and thinking to myself like, you know what? If it was that serious, Chris Johnson would not be on this group text. If there was something seriously wrong with this fucking kid and there was like a danger here, I wouldn't be fucking hearing about it. You don't want to tell me these things. You're not going to be like, listen, I'm going to tell mom, dad, and Chris Johnson. I'm not going to be on that fucking list. So I looked at that and I was like, listen, this is her daughter's first child here. Like she's been a fucking grandma many times over, but she has one daughter and your one daughter's only going to have her first fucking child once. So I got to fucking strike and be a dick when the iron is hot. Okay? So I just fucking wrote back like, what's the matter? You're not on a fucking cruise or anything, are you? You know, just a fucking guilt trip. How many times are you going to guilt trip somebody for missing the birth of their fucking child? I mean, you're not going to fucking get an opportunity like that again. I had to fucking say it. I kind of felt a little bad afterwards because like, you know, what if it was a serious situation? Then I'm fucked for life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of risk that you take. Like, if I roll the dice and like shit goes terribly wrong here, I can't talk to these people anymore. Because then it's going to be like, dude, do you remember when I had a fucking rough pregnancy and that fucking dick was making fucking cruise jokes? But everything went fine. Baby was born. Everything was good. Baby's home now. I'm getting pictures of the fucking baby on the fucking group text. People are holding the baby and everything seems to be going good. I've never held a baby. I'm a 41-year-old man. I've never held a baby. I didn't hold my nieces. I didn't hold my nephews. I didn't hold my fucking cousin's kids. I'm not going to hold this fucking baby. The judge and Nitz are having a kid. I am not holding that fucking baby. Gonzo has had a kid. Actually, Gonzo's got 4 fucking kids. But I've been around. Well, not around. I wasn't in the fucking delivery room. But like, I was buddies with him after 2 of the kids. And like, we were actively hanging out when he had the last one. So I was around his latest baby when she was born. Did not hold the baby. Listen, once your kids get old enough that they want to fucking interact with me, I'll be fucking there. Gonzo's baby, the last time I fucking hung out with his ass, was fucking chatting me up. Like, she was playing games on her fucking phone and she was asking me to fucking help her. Listen, dude, you gotta fucking match the colored laundry with the fucking color of the laundry basket. I can't fucking do your laundry for you. I can't fucking do everything. What game is this? You gotta fucking stand on your own 2 feet here, kid. But all this baby stuff reminded me of one of the most incredible baby stories of all time. At work, it's always a big deal when somebody's having a kid. It's fucking exciting, right? They're usually excited about it. They tell everybody about it. This is back when I worked in a fucking office. This was just, you know, a generic, like, macho asshole dude who just was obsessed with, like, having a son for some fucking reason. You get that with, like, a lot of dudes, like, I really want a fucking boy here. And I remember one time somebody was like, well, why do you want a boy? And he's like, well, what do I know about raising a girl? And the dude was like, son, it's your first kid. What the fuck do you know about raising a boy? What, because you got a penis? You know how to raise a kid with a penis? I don't think it works like that. So he already had one child and it was a son. And then his wife was pregnant again. And I'll never fucking forget this. I'm sitting in work. His shift was after mine. I'm sitting in work. All of a sudden, like, the door just fucking flies open. And I hear somebody scream at the top of his lungs, fuck! And then, like, a fucking bag just, like, flies across the room and crashes into the wall. I fucking like jump. I'm startled here. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I thought like, did this guy get fired? Did like something happen with a family member? Like what could possibly warrant that fucking reaction? And I turn around, I'm like, dude, what the fuck's going on? What happened? She's having a girl! Like, wait, what? That's what you screamed fuck for? He screamed fuck as if, like, I'm watching the fucking Blue Jays, and they're in the middle of a fucking playoff game, and they're up by one run in the fucking bottom of the ninth inning, other team's up, and they just hit a home run to send my team packing, and I just fucking scream fuck. Like, the despair in my fucking voice in that fucking moment. That's what it sounded like. Like, his fucking sports team lost. Your wife is having a girl? And that's your fucking reaction? Are you fucking shitting me? I want to tell his daughter, too. Like, you know how fucking disappointed your fucking dad was? I'm sure you fucking see the pictures in the fucking house. Like, there's fucking all Smiles McGee and shit. Like, no. This motherfucker wasn't happy about it. He was bitching to his fucking coworkers about not wanting to have you. Fucking father of the year. I could not believe that. And I wasn't the only one in the room. There were other people in the fucking room. And like, we talked about that forever. Like, hey, dude, you remember this fucking asshole flung the fucking door open and screamed fuck because his wife was having a daughter? I was like, well, how's your wife feel about this? He's like, well, she's really excited about it. Okay. I mean, it's your child. Shouldn't you be excited about it? Like, when I found out my fucking cousin who just had the fucking baby girl, like, when the gender reveal revealed, like, female, I didn't, like, go up to her man and be like, oh, man, tough break, huh? And he didn't, like, fucking cry on my shoulder because he was having a fucking girl. He was like, yeah, we're having a girl. He didn't give two fucks. Anyway, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. Website, app, whatever the fuck. I'm on Twitter. It's @JohnsonHateYou. I am going to be in my Facebook timeline for you. And I'm on Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes.